Nils Prebert, das mit dem Glücklichsein ist relativ und wir holen euch Nils Prebert hier zu uns in den Fluxbau am 26. schon. Nächsten Dienstag wird er bei uns spielen. Alle Infos dazu, wie ihr dabei sein könnt, findet ihr im Netz auf fluxfm.de. Und jetzt habe ich Gäste hier.
Fluxfm stellt vor. Musiker, Macher, Kreative.
Eine Masse an Musikeinflüssen prasseln hier in Berlin auf einen nieder. Es gibt Szenen, es gibt Subszenen, es gibt klare und gebrochene Sounds, es gibt Beliebiges und auch ein bisschen Queres. Heute Abend zum Beispiel im English Theater Citizen X, ein Duo, das mit Soundstücken und Spoken Word arbeitet. Citizen X, das sind Jean-Paul Borelli und Sadiq Bey und die beiden sind jetzt hier bei mir im Studio. Hello and welcome, it's a pleasure having you here.
Thank you for having us.
Hey, everybody.
Can you give us a quick overview? I just said that Citizen X is basically working with the spoken word a lot and with broken beats. But it's you can't really put it into one category, right? Because
I think we came from Sadiq, both and I, Sadiq and I, we both came from a time in music where there was a lot of things going on. You had the free music movement, you had funk thing going on, rock, fusion, all kind of things. So my interest in coming together with Sadiq was to expose our aesthetic through electronics. I mean, I play guitar, of course, mm-hmm. that's something, but to use the electronics as new ways of putting together the aesthetics that we know. You hear a lot of people from, let's say, the generation of the 80s doing it, generation of the 90s, but let's say people from our generation, you don't hear that many. So it's very interesting. It's very interesting, the kind of sounds we come up with.
Well, I mean, I was... When John Paul and I got together, I was working on an album, my first album, Berlin. I received an award from the Berlin Senat mm-hmm. for the Studio Artist Award, and mm-hmm. I was working on an album. I was basically using electronics because I didn't have a band. And, of course, you have to learn a lot.
Yeah.
And hooked up with John Paul, and, you know, he had a sample thing happening, and... You know, we wanted to see what we could do because I remember doing a record with Jerry Allen back in the day when I was in Jerry Allen's band playing percussion and John Paul was a special guest. He doesn't remember this. You remember when it was Nonesuch, Electric Nonesuch okay. Records and his name from ECM had the label. But anyway, and we met in Berlin, which was actually phenomenal because...
You are from Detroit,
I'm
right?
I'm from Detroit.
Yeah, you are from Chicago.
Originally Chicago. But we both lived in New York mm-hmm. and worked in New York for mm-hmm. quite a time. So meeting John Paul here was very, very fortunate in that coming from those periods and understanding certain quotients of music and the history of music, we could see very far down the road together. Yeah. And so, you know, by me working basically in spoken, mm-hmm. some singing, and John Paul sings as well, you know, it kind of was supposed to happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've had success. It took some time because we had to workshop what we wanted to do for performance. But as he mentioned earlier, the discovery that you can modulize these things. And it could be a duo, it could be a trio, it could be a quartet, and maybe someday we'll have an opera singer and a...
Big band.
Orchestra,
Yeah, you just said you can be two people, but you can be like 10 people. Or, it can all happen. How many people will you be tonight in English Theater?
Well, it's going to be just Sadiq and I. Mm-hmm. We're kind of the brainchild behind mm-hmm. it. Everything kind of flows from us. And Sadiq had already done a performance at the English Theater as an actor. And I think the vibe there, he's already put his vibe there. So we're looking forward to extending, you know, the next thing, you know. Another thing I wanted to say about the music, which is interesting, it's always us coming to the electronics. To me, it's like I remember when they first came out with the wah-wah pedal when you were playing guitar. Yeah. I mean, this is like, you know, and it just changed the way the guitar acted, you know. The electronic thing is for me is like the new wah-wah pedal.
Yeah.
And then it makes you also think about the second area of importance, which is this whole idea of post-human, you know, like to, you hear all the folks being programmed to understand perfect time. But we grew up in human time.
Yeah.
So in this new age, I think it's this kind of tension between forwarding an idea that doesn't deal with the post-human idea of perfect time, you know, but at the same time using the machines.
But also, I mean, let's face it. I mean, you have machines, and they are machines from the 17th, 18th, 19th centuries, such as the saxophone and the trumpet. These are also machines, albeit bit manual. But as Mtume, James Mtume once said, a percussionist out of Chicago played with Miles Davis for quite a while. Actually, he made a sound. He helped Miles establish a sound. But I recently witnessed a debate between he and the critic, jazz critic Stanley Crouch, and he made a point to remind us that there's a such thing as technological exhaustion, which means you're only going to go so far with a saxophone where you'll discover that's been played already.
Yeah.
With the electronics universe, it's endless.
Yeah, you, and you can always combine different
it's
stuff.
It's endless. It's a universe. It's not just, you know. And with this in mind, we can play on scapes that we didn't know existed until we discover a sound or a frequency or you know. And this is the crucial thing in the ability to speak, because speaking is not always words, right? So. The emotional aspect, the impact on, say, for instance, what's going on in the United States right now, it touches me in Ferguson, Missouri, where here's a young kid that the guy, a cop shot six times, and he had his hands up. So how can I not be moved by this, being from the United States and being black? It's difficult to overlook these things. So there's a way to express this without... pulling a gun out to fire back and still be effective and still be able to influence doing the right thing by a certain elements of society. So what we attempt to do is maybe not overdo it, but to remind people that certain things still exist. Because, I mean, fortunately, here in Berlin, they don't shoot you down in the middle of the street.
That's true.
That's a good thing.
Let's go deeper there after we listen to one track of you. Here's Citizen X with Sacred. Citizen X mit Sacred. Hier gehört bei Stadtland Flux auf Flux FM und Citizen X spielen heute Abend im English Theater Berlin. Und ich stelle euch die beiden gerade mal ein bisschen näher vor, denn Jean-Paul Borelli und Sadiq Bey, die sind beide bei mir hier im Studio. Hello again.
Hi.
We just went a bit down in what music and the spoken word can do and what you want to express. So what's your main cause? What do you want to reach with Citizen X?
Well, we're storytellers. And because we have a long and diversified history coming from the States. I mean, let's face it. I mean, most of the contemporary genres that people play and listen to and make records from originates in the United States.
Yeah.
My feeling is that the music that people hear that they call black music is not just music. It's the result of a particular and a very specific experience by a people. And when you think about 19th century up until the early 20th century, it was pretty difficult, let's say. So the music that erupts from these experiences, people pay a lot of money for now. And even in the earlier days of what they call jazz in New Orleans, the publishing situation, those guys didn't make any money because the publishers in New York were slick lawyer types who could convince them to let me handle the your publishing. Because, well, what's publishing? I mean, we've gone from that to, you know, James Brown.
to producing our own records. I mean, you know, so it's a continuation. I think if you get the music through the media, that's one thing. But if you come from the community that it comes from, that's another thing. So whether it's being reported in the media, whether your latest record is out there, it's still a discussion that you're still having.
Can you give us a little background about both of you? You are from Detroit, and I've read that you really, really early started making music and writing your own poems with 12 years, I've read. And what influenced you that time?
Well, you know, in the Detroit public schools, and then I give away my real age, which doesn't matter in Berlin, right, folks? Yeah. But the education system was superior to, let's say, my children's generation, public education, because we had union money, and Detroit being an automobile capital of the world, you had lots of trade unions, and they would ante the money on the side for education. So you could even go, like Germany had or Berlin had at one time, you could go to university for free. You pass a certain grade level. And so anyway, the education was superior. So in the English classes, you had fantastic writers who needed a job because they couldn't get, you know, the major Harper and Row publication. So, you know, they taught. So I was fortunate enough to have great teachers, one of whom I really adore and venerate until this day. His name is Dudley Randall. And he was early on for human rights, which in those days was called civil rights. And he influenced me quite a bit and turned me on to certain authors and certain poets that I read that influenced my work. And the reason it was at 12, because there was a black newspaper called the Michigan Chronicle. And every year they would have a poetry contest for junior high school and high school students. And I won one year. And so I was a poet now. I won the Michigan Chronicle contest. Yeah, you know. And so it stuck. And it's for me, the ultimate mode of expression, literary expression, because, I mean, a novel is for the strand. I mean, it's for summer beach vacation, in my estimation. You can get through it quick with a poem. Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So you started going more with poems. Then.
No. It was all typewriter in those days. I wrote.
Ah, all right.
Oh, yeah, it was, you know, people say street poems because they don't want to give you real literary credibility. But no, we wrote. I mean, and this was the emphasis coming out of Detroit schools of poetry. I mean, we had quite a few fantastic, nationally known people. Mm-hmm. And it was very easy in those days to approach them and get coaching and tips and things like that. So, of course, writing was the thing, and learning how to proof. And, you know, when you think back on it, it's just another step to find myself here. Yeah.
And Jean-Paul, you made it here as well. Yeah. And but you have an long music history as well, right? I've read jazz guitarists. You put out
jazz,
a great album.
I've played with a lot of people. It would probably be too many just to say, and it doesn't really matter at this point. I guess the only thing that matters is what we're doing tonight. But I've also produced things here. I produce a youth orchestra here in Berlin called Spontaneous Youth Orchestra at Bauhaus. And I use certain techniques to get people to spontaneously be able to play together, like to 10, 15 people at a time. So I do that. I've produced several things here at the House of World Culture at the Werkstatt der Kultur auch. And yeah, I mean, I'm in the community, you know, but we just enjoy the multifaceted aspects of Berlin at the moment. So
And tonight you're on stage as Citizen X. Und dafür möchte ich jetzt gerne noch Tickets verlosen. Heute Abend im English Theater um 20 Uhr geht's los. Ich habe noch Tickets für euch. Ruft jetzt an unter Berlin 2009000. Berlin 2009000. Und ja, wir setzen euch auf die Gästeliste für Citizen X heute Abend im English Theater. Ich sage vielen Dank für euren Besuch. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Jean-Paul Borelli und Sadiq Bey. Ja. Vielen Dank.
Ja.